Good evening. This Shabbos is Parshas Vayishlach. Parshas Vayishlach is the eighth Parsha of Chumash. Everything is Behashgacha, and the fact that this is read eighth in the order of the Parshios of Sefer Bereshis, and it's the eighth of all the Parshios of the entire Chumash, means that this parasha is connected with the number 8. As we approach, of course, the great Yom Tov of Chanukah, which is the Yom Tov of 8, as the Gemara says, Yoimei de Chanukah Timanyo Inun. Chanukah is pure 8, unlike Sukkot, which is really 7, Shmini Atzeres Regel Bifnei Atzmai. Chanukah is 8, Milachatchila Mitchilosit, the Yom Tov of 8, which the number 8 is a number associated with Lamailim and Ateva, which Klal Yisrael are connected to the number 8. As mentioned here many, many times, our whole existence is beyond nature. We'll discuss tonight a different idea, Kesha, with the number 8, and the fact that this is the 8th parasha and its connection to Chanukah, and the topics that this parasha talks about. One very important topic, every topic is important, of course, but one of the important topics is that this is the parasha where we gain the name Yisroel. And the word Yisroel is mentioned for the first time in Parashas Vayishlach, always read as we get ready for the Yom Tov of Chanukah. In this parasha, Yaakov Avinu's name is sort of changed twice, first by the Malach, then later by Hashem himself, where the Malach tells him, Lo Yaakov Ye Omer Oy Chimcha Ki Im Yisroel, Ki Sorisa Em Elokim Vim Anoshim Vatuchol. Later, Vayikra Loi Kael Elokei Yisroel. And after the Maisa of Shechem and Dina, Vayoyim Eloi Elokim, Shimcha Yaakov, Lo Yikorei Shimcha Oid Yaakov, Ki Im Yisroel Yihi Hashemecha, Vayikra Es Shema Yisroel. So there's certainly a very great emphasis on the fact that we become Yisroel, which is a much higher level than Yaakov, this week, this parasha. And as we'll see, Yisroel is connected to the number 8. The fact that we are beyond Lamailam and Hateva, our whole existence is Lamailam and Hateva, is the name Yisroel, as opposed to Yaakov, which Yaakov is still connected to Teva. Yaakov, Ki Yodua, is Begematria, Hashem's name, 7 times. Yaakov is related to Teva. In fact, according to the Zohar, Yaakov is the body, Yisroel is the neshama. And when it says Yaakov and Yisroel, Yaakov refers to bodily concepts, and Yisroel refers to that which has to do with the neshama, as the Aruch Haim HaKadosh makes note many, many times in the Chumash. So this Shabbos, therefore, besides being the 8th parasha of Chumash, is also the Yisroel parasha, the parasha that we become B'nai Yisroel. In fact, even before we are actually a nation, the Torah, when it talks about the mitzvah of Gid HaNoshe, mitzvah number 9, in the order of the mitzvahs, the pasuk says, Al kein lo yoichlu b'nei Yisroel es Gid HaNoshe. We are referred to for the first time, even though literally it means the children of Yisrael, which are the Shvatim, but also the Mishnah in Chulin talks about this, b'nei Yisroel as a nation, we are b'nei Yisroel, is mentioned here for the first time, and as well, we are also described as Yisroel plain in this parasha, besides that Yaakov becomes Yisroel, in the story of Shechem and Dina, where the pasuk says, Ki nevola osa b'Yisroel. An abomination happened b'Yisroel, which Yisroel means the people of Yisroel, b'pashtus. So we are referred to here as Yisroel, b'nei Yisroel, Yaakov becomes Yisroel, and Yisroel, of course, is the Shem Hama'ala, the name of Klal Yisroel, b'zman shebeis hamikdash hayakayam, when we are doing the will of Hashem, and when our association is with Lamailim and Hateva. So all of this, as we approach the Yom Tov of Chanukah, and as mentioned in previous years, and tonight we'll discuss it with a different twist, in the tefillah that was instituted by Chazal to say in Al Hanisim, in Shmoyne Esrei, and in Benching, we emphasize Yisroel. We say, Kesha Amda Malchus Yavan Harishah Al Amcha Yisroel. Ula Amcha Yisroel, again, Asisa Teshua Gedoilu Furkan Kehayoim Hazeh. Twice in the same tefillah, we mention the fact that we are Yisroel, which is only on Chanukah. On Purim, there's no mention of Yisroel. In fact, on Purim, we say Shoshanas Yaakov. Purim was a Golus Yom Tov. Purim happened at a time of Hester Panim. Purim is associated with the body, which the body is Yaakov, as mentioned before. Shoshana is Yaakov. We rejoice with the body. While Chanukah is the Neshama, Chanukah is Hallel V'Hayda'ah. So Chanukah is Yisrael, and also we became independent Chanukah from the nations, like the way it'll be when Mashiach will come, which is why Chanukah, Oirei Shel Melech HaMashiach, Malchus Yavon, that ruled over Eretz Yisrael for 180 years, came to an end. So therefore we emphasize Yisrael. So what exactly does Yisrael have to do with Chanukah? And what is the Maila that we are called Yisrael over Yaakov? What exactly is this referring to? Of course, it's referring to many, many things, but Pnei Keshav, what we'll be speaking about tonight, something that was never spoken about before, why we emphasize Yisrael and the connection to Chanukah, this parasha to Chanukah, and also Ki Yadua, the Or Gedal Yehu from Rav Gedal Yeshua Zatzal, he brings in his Sefer on Chanukah, he has a Sefer on Dimoy Adam and Chumash. So he has one essay where he shows that the story of Dina and Shechem correlates to the story of Chanukah. In many ways, it's very similar. It's also Rabin Biyat Ma'atim, Tmeim Biyat Tehoirim, Rishoyim Biyat Tzadikim, Shimon and Levi, two young teenagers are victorious over an entire city, similar to the Maccabees, the Hashmonaim, victorious over the Syrian Greeks. There are other similarities, but he quotes a Medrash. The Medrash says on the Pasuk in Iyov, Lo shaloisi ve lo shakatati ve lo nachti vayovoi roiges. I didn't gain peace or tranquility and peace of mind, and then came more anger. So the Medrash says, Lo shaloisi ve lo shakatati ve lo nachti is referring to Yaakov Avinu, who went from one sorrow to the next. I finally rested from the tzorah with Esav, came the tzorah of Lavan. I finally relaxed from that, came the tzorah of Dina. That's the third one, the Leinachti. And if I thought that was enough, Ayavai Roiges Rugzai Shal Yosef. The Medrash on the same Pasuk connects this to the Arba Malchios. Leishaloisi is Bavel, the Leishalkatati is Parasumadai, the Leinachti is Yavan. Ayavai Roiges is Edoim. So the third in the order of this Pasuk in Iyov is referring both to Shechem and Dina, when we're talking about Yaakov's personal tzaras, and Golus Yavam, when we're talking about Klal Yisrael, showing that there's a parallel, there's a connection between the story of Shechem and Dina and the Maisa of Chanukah. And of course, this story is always read as we approach the Yom Tov of Chanukah. There's a sefer that has been printed recently from Rav Shamshon of Astropolia. Rav Shamshon of Astropolia was from the greatest Mekubolim and Goinim in previous generations. That's quoted by all the Sforim. Chassam Sofer quotes him a lot. He's famous for a word that he said on the first pasuk of this week's parasha, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim. So the Zayir HaKadosh says that these Malachim, their names were Michael, Malkiel, and Shnandikel. That was the names of these Malachim, three Malachim, according to this opinion. So he says, Rashi says, Malachim Mamish. The word Mamish is the acronym Michael Malkiel Shnandikel. But to top it all off, says Rav Shamshon of Astropolia, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim is Begematria, exactly, Michael Malkiel Shnandikel, which is equal to 677, and that's Ezras, Ezras Avoseinu. When we say Ezras, he says, you should have in mind that Hashem should protect us with the koyach of these three Malachim. These are the type of Divrei Torah that Rav Shamshon of Astropolia is known for. It's known also, he wrote a famous Igeres that he said everyone should learn Erev Pesach. They show you pictures of Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky reading this Igeres every single Erev Pesach. Well, it's most of it, Alpi Kabbalah, with many gematrias. It's unbelievable. The Goinus, they say it was all Baruch HaKadosh. Benegay to the Makkos that have to do with Pesach. It's a whole letter that is a minhag by many to read Erev Pesach, and it says if you read it, you're muftach, that you'll have a good year. So Rav Shamshon of Astropolia brings on the pasuk in this week's parasha by Yovei Yaakov Sholem. Yaakov came complete, unscathed, even though he underwent a lot of difficulty. We know he fought with the Malach. His hip, hip bone was dislocated, or the sinew was dislocated. Gid Hanosha. He was limping. He was tzaleiav. Who tzaleiav al yerechoi? Nevertheless, when he came back to Eretz Yisrael, he was healed. Vayizrach loy hashemesh. He came back totally healed, bodily. He came back with all his money, didn't lose a penny, even though he gave away so much to Esav, but he gained it all back. And he didn't forget any of his learning. As Rashi says here, Sholem begufay shenisrape mitzilosa. He was healed from his limp. Sholem b'mamaynay. He came complete with all his money, even after he lost it all, when Eliphaz took it away from him. And he had to send 550 or 580 different opinions how many animals he sent to Esav. He gained it all back. Like chaser klum mikol oisai doirut. He wasn't missing anything, despite that he gave away so much. And shalayim b'toirasa, he was complete in his Torah learning. Shalay shachach, he did not forget his learning b'beis lavan, despite that for 20 years he was dealing with lavan. So he came shalayim. Vayava Yaakov shalayim ir shechem, which of course represents the Jew, Klal Yisrael, returning back to Eretz Yisrael after a long galus. Vayava Yaakov Sholem Ir Shechem is begematria uvolad tzion goyel l'shove fesha b'Yaakov. That's the geula. Yaakov comes back b'shleimus. Klal Yisrael will come back b'shleimus after the galus. Vayishlach, in contrast to Vayetzei, Vayetzei is the parasha of galus. Vayishlach is we're coming back to Eretz Yisrael. Yaakov is returning. Yes, he's dealing with Esav, but he's returning back to Eretz Yisrael. Vayava Yaakov Sholem. So the Mitzutzei Shimshon, whether it's exactly the name of the Sefer he wrote, or this is a compilation of many Torahs from different Sfarim of Rav Shamshon of Astropolia, he says like this: there are seven celestial bodies, as we call them, mazolos, stars, planets. We know that there are eight or nine planets, but not even including the sun and the moon. But Chazal say that there are Zayin Koichove Leches. Those are called the Zayin Mazolos, and the whole world revolves around these Zayin Mazolos. That's Mazel. Who are the Zayin Koichove Leches? Well, in English, it's Mercury, it's Venus, it's Saturn, it's Mars, it's the sun, and it's the moon, and it's Jupiter. In Hebrew, that's Chama, Levana, Koichov, Tzedek, Noiga, Madim. What we leave out? Shabsai. Shabsai is Saturn. Tells us Rav Shamshon Astropolia, and it's Be'emes rooted in a Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Kuf Nun Vav, and it's also brought down by the Chidah in his Sefer Devash Lefi, brings it. The Yaris Devash, we'll soon see, discusses Saturn, Shabsai, and the Bnei Yisoscha has two essays on this in Chanukah. From these seven, four are good for Klal Yisrael. The sun, Chama, interesting, the sun, Venus, Mercury, and Jupiter. Those four are Chama, Noiga, Koichav, and Tzedek, which the Bnei Yisoscha is merame, is that those four are Rosh HaTevis, Nitzchacha, Asei Lema'an, Nitzchacha, Nitzchias, Nitzchacha. Those are good. But the other three, Al Pi Mazel, are no good for Klal Yisrael. Who are they? The Levana, the moon, believe it or not. Shabsai, that's Saturn, Shabbos, Shabsai. And Madim, which is the red star, which is Mars. And Rav Shamshon of Astropolia tells us that Shabsai can cause a person bodily damage. Maka es ha'odam beguf. The Levana, Maka es ha'odam betoira. Person who doesn't learn Torah at night, the moon will harm him. He brings the Gemara in Erevin, like Ivri Sihara El Lagirsa. Hashem created the moon to be able to learn. At night you should learn, because nighttime is the time to learn. And Madim, which is Mars, it says, Maka es ha'odam b'mamayin, causes a person monetary loss. These three, for Klal Yisrael, these three out of the seven have negative results, have negative impact. Now the emes is, the Gemara actually says that also, but not exactly the way Rav Shamshon Astropolia says, but the Gemara does tell us here on Shabbos Daf Kuf Nun Vav, where the Gemara talks about Mazel, and the Gemara says that a person who's born in the hours that of Chama, Yehei Gvar Zivson, will have a shining face, he won't have to come on to others, good things. If he's born when Mercury is in play, He will shine also, he'll be rich. If he's born in the time of, which one is this? If he's born in the time of Jupiter, he'll do a lot of tzitkas. If he's born in the time of Venus, also good. So Sun, Chama, Venus, Mercury, Jupiter are all good. But the Gemara itself says, but if he's born when Saturn is out, he will be a batlan. Yehei gvar machshavtei b'teilin. What he wants to do, he won't be able to do. G'maylo yishbois, Rashi quotes the pasuk in Noach. He won't be able to do what he wants to do. And someone who's born in Mazel Madim will be a murderer, because Madim is red. But there's a way out. He could be a Moyel, or he could be a Shaykh. This is the famous, or he could be a bloodletter, famous Gemara. Rava says about himself that he was born in Mazel Madim. Now, so the Gemara itself tells us that Madim, Shapsai, and Levana also the Gemara says, these three have negative impacts, Alpi Mazel. But then the Gemara goes on to say, famous Gemara here, Ein Mazel Yisrael. Klal Yisrael doesn't go by Mazel. We are above Mazel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Avraham Avinu in Parshas Lech Lecha, Vayoytzei Oysei HaChutza, Tzei Meitztagninus Shelecha, go out of your Mazel power. You're not under the jurisdiction of Mazel. You're not under the domain of Mazel. Only Goyim are under the domain of Mazel. A Jew can override his Mazel. Even if his Mazel is such that he will be poor, he could daven and he could become rich and so on with everything else. Even though Tosfos brings over here, the Gemara says, Bona chayu mezayna b'mazla talya, because sometimes, yes, there is a Mazel. There is such a thing. But we have the power to override the Mazel with tefillah or with zchusim. Ein Mazel Yisrael. Gemara quotes another pasuk here. This is the famous Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Nun Vav, which talks about the Mazalos and the fact that Ein Mazel Yisrael, and among the seven, these three, Shapsai, Levana, Ma'adim, are negative. Says the Ditzutze Shimshon, Vayova Yaakov Shalem. Shalem is Rosh HaTevis, Shapsai, Levana, Ma'adim. He came complete without any harm, meaning even though these three cause bodily harm, monetary loss, as mentioned before, and also forgetting Torah, because that's the Levana, Makas Adam B'Torah. As Rashi says here clearly, he came Shalem B'Gufay, Shalem B'Mamaynay, Shalem B'Torosay, everything complete. These three did not harm him. Why not? Well, we can elaborating on this. He doesn't say this. So elaborate on this because Yaakov is now Yisrael, and Yisrael ain mazel li Yisrael. The name Yisrael automatically suggests Yisrael is Oisios li Roish. Yisrael is the Shem Hamayla of Klal Yisrael. Yisrael is the name that that associates us with that which is Lamayla min Hateva, revealed in this parasha number 8. In the world of 8, there are no mazolos. There are Zayin Koichavei Leches. Interesting. Zayin Koichavei Leches is Begematria Tefillah. Because with Tefillah, we can overrule the Zayin Koichavei Leches. It doesn't matter what the stars say. It doesn't matter what the mazolos imply. Because with the Koyach of Tefillah, also Begematria Shira, whether it's davening, whether it's praising Hashem, which Chanukah, of course, is the yomtiv of Lahalil Lahaydos, as we'll soon get into, that Chanukah is the yomtiv of Ein Mazel Yisrael, which we override the Zayin Koichav Eileches, especially Shapsai, Levana, and Madim. The name Yisrael, that's Yaakov fighting the Malach. The Malach wants Yaakov to remain Yaakov. And therefore, if he remains Yaakov, which Yaakov is Teva, which Yaakov is Guf, he is ruled by the Zayin Koichav Eileches, especially Shapsai Levana Madim. And if the Malach would have won, Yaakov would have forgot his learning, would have remained limp. He would have been limping the rest of his life, and he would have lost his money. But Yaakov won the battle. Yaakov becomes Yisrael. Ein Mazel Yisrael. Since there's no Mazel, a Jew is above Mazel. Yaakov Avinu certainly, he's now Yisrael. Vayova Yaakov Sholem becomes complete. Not only that, Vayatzev Shom Mizbeach, Vayikro Loi Kael Eloi Kei Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Yaakov Kael
Elikei Yisrael. Rashi says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with him, and therefore he calls the name of the Mizbeach al Shem HaNeis. But yes, there is a Medrash that says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu called Yaakov Keil. So Yaakov is referred to, this is the Chelek Beilekei Yisrael, that the Yevonim wanted us to uproot ourselves from. Chazal tell us that the Yevonim said to Klal Yisrael, Kisvu lochem al keren ashoer, she'ein lochem Chelek Beilekei Yisrael. The Yevonim, Esav, as we'll soon see, Shechem, all had one goal in mind. To mix with us, to assimilate with us, and we with them, and therefore we remain under the domain of the Zion Kerchove Leches, under the rule of Mazel, and if so, we lose. Because for Klal Yisrael, especially these three, even if you notice in the seven, the majority are good for us. Even the seven Kerchove Leches, which are connected more to the Umay Sa'olam, the majority is good for us anyway. But still, the power of these three is so great that if not for Ein Mazel Yisrael, it brings us down. And that's what they're trying to do. The Bnei Yisachar is Mayrich, how the Yevonim, as we all know, were Geyser, three things. Chodesh, Shabbos, Mila. These three negate Shapsai, Levona, and Madim. Chodesh, clearly, HaChodesh HaZelachem Rosh Chodoshim, that's the Moilet HaLevona. And perhaps, he doesn't say this, I'm adding, Chazal tell us, Rashi says in Chumash, that Moshe had the difficulty with the Levona. Niskasha Moshe b'Moilet HaLevona. What was so difficult? Anyone could see the new moon every month. What, Moshe couldn't see well? What does it mean, Niskasha b'Moilet HaLevona? Till the Eberster showed him the Levona, Kozera Eva Kadesh. But based on this, we can understand the Levona is no good for Klal Yisrael. The Levona is a negative symbol. So Moshe had difficulty understanding. HaChodesh HaZelachem. If anything, the Chama is good for us. Yet, interestingly, after the Torah was given, Yisrael Moinen Levona, not the Chama. So Moshe had a difficult time with this. Hashem had to tell him, that's the Koyach of Torah, the Koyach of the Bezdin. Interesting that every Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Chodesh, we say, Mekadesh Yisrael v'Rosh Chodoshim. Mekadesh Yisrael v'Hazemanim. Because every Yom Tov is totally in Kiddush HaChodesh. It's totally in the mitzvah of HaChodesh HaZelachem, which this mitzvah of HaChodesh HaZelachem, which indicates that we, Klal Yisrael, are Maila Min Hazman, we control time. The Yevonim couldn't handle that. Therefore, they try to be mevatel the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh from Klal Yisrael and bring us again under the domain of Levona, which Moshe Rabbeinu was so worried about. That's why Niskasha Moilet HaLevona in the first place. The Yerushalmi says in Ksubas, on the Pasuk, Lakel Goymer Olai, a famous Yerushalmi told this forum quote, that the Bezin has such a power that if the Ma'aber the Chodesh, a Na'ara, who became a Boigeres, reverts back to being a Naira again, Bisuleho Chodesrin, At Kedei Kach, that it has an effect in Teva, in Basar HaGashmi, the Koyach of the Psak Din of Bezin, Al Tikri, Oysam El Atem, Afilu Mezidin, Afilu Shoikin, Afilu Mutoyin, even if they make a mistake, whatever Bezdin Paskins, down here below, that's what the time is. That's what day it is. That's what month it is. That's what Rosh Hashanah is, which is the Koyach of Kiddush HaChodesh. That is what the Yevonim wanted to uproot. And that's Keneged Levona, which clearly the Chodesh has to do with the Levona. Shapsai. That is a very interesting Yaris Dvash. The Yaris Dvash brings it in two places that one of the reasons why a Goy is not allowed to be Shoyim Shabbos. Akam Sheshavas is Chayiv Misa. And a Yid is Mechuyiv to rejoice on Shabbos. This is Sifri in Bahaloyscha, Uviyoim Simchaschem, Eilu HaShabbosos. And as the Yerushalmi says, Ein Etzev Bo. On Shabbos, one is not allowed to be depressed, not allowed to be sick, you have to be happy on Shabbos. Says the Arist Vash, but Al Piteva, it's not like that. Al Piteva, Shabbos is a day of depression. He says like this, Kva Omru Chachme HaToylodos. That means those who are experts in science and nature. Ki mishpat yom haShabbos lufi hanhogas koichav mazel shapsai. Shapsai is Saturn, Saturday. That means every shapsai is the seventh of the Zion koichav eleches. So it seems like a good part of it is shoylet on Shabbos. And shapsai has the teva of shapsai is to make one depressed. And he says, like the original Christians, the Neitzrim Kadmainim, who knew this, designated Shabbos as a day of fasting and affliction. And you weren't allowed to be happy on Shabbos. But the Klal Yisrael, Shabbos is a day of happiness. It's a day of rest. We rejoice on Shabbos to show that Ein Hamem Sholah Lamazolos. We don't go by the rule of the celestial bodies. We don't follow the Mazolos. On Shabbos, clearly we see that Ein Mazol Yisrael. Because if there is Mazol and Shabbos is Shabbosai, how do we rejoice on Shabbos? Especially the way he's Masbir here, that Shabbosai affects the body. That's why the Goyim initially used to fast on Shabbos, so it shouldn't harm them. It shouldn't harm them bodily. We rejoice on Shabbos. We eat on Shabbos. You're not allowed to fast on Shabbos to show that we are not under the domain of Shabbosai. There's a Tikkuni Zohar, he quotes, that says Shabbosai is the oisius I Shabbos. I means, whoa, it's a depressing day. I Shabbos. So Shabbos negates Shabbosai. That's why the Yevonim were geyser that Klal Yisrael shouldn't keep Shabbos. And of course, Shabbos is the ois. Ki ois hi beini uvein b'nei Yisrael. Shabbos is one of the mitzvahs that brings out the shame Yisrael, what separates us from the goyim. Similar to Chodesh. Mekadesh Yisrael v'azamanim. Then we come to Mila. Mila is the counter of Ma'adim. In Parshas Boy, Rashi tells us when Paro, he said, by Makas Arba, the eighth Makkah, he said, Re'u ki ro'o neged peneichem. So Rashi tells us from Chazal, the Paro, he said, he sees the red star, he sees Madim, oilel the kraschem ba'midbar, v'hu simen dam v'hariga. Mazel Madim, Mars, the red star, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, Kufnun Vav, right, the Gemara we quoted before, that the person born during when that mazel is out will shed blood. Ma'adim, Miloshin Dam, Edoim, that's Esav. Esav is Mazel Ma'adim. This is the parasha that talks about Esav at the end. Ve'elit told us Esav, who Edoim, that's Ma'adim. Haliteini Nomin Ha'adim, Ha'adim Hazeh. Esav loves the color red. We see today who represents red today are. So to negate Ma'adim, there's Bris Mila, because Bris Mila also, there's blood, but that's the blood of a mitzvah, it's Mahapech. That's what Rashi tells us in Parshas Boy, that Paroi didn't see it correctly. It's Tagninim told him that. His stargazers told him that. Al Pi Mazel, yes, Madam is Ra for Klal Yisrael. But with the Koyach of Mila, we turn it around. And Mila is also Dam. And that Rashi says that was the Dam Mila that Yehoshua ben Nun circumcised them in the desert later on when they came into Eretz Yisrael. That's the Ru Ki Ra Neged Peneichem. Baal Turim says, Sefer Tevis Hadam, that's what it's referring to. So these three, Shabbosai, Levona, Ma'adim, are Keneget Chodesh Mila Shabbos, which the Bnei Yisoscha tells us further, is Rosh Tevis Meshach, Mizmor Shir Chanukas, which is the Mizmor that we say, many have the minute to say that Mizmor while lighting the candles. Mizmor Shir Chanukas Abayis LeDavid, Meshach is Rosh Tevis Mila Shabbos Chodesh. Shemen in Aramaic is Meshach, which is Rosh Tevis, these three mitzvahs, Chodesh Mila Shabbos. And he goes on to say that's why in the Nusach that we daven, we say, L'hashkicham Torasecha, U'lehavira mechukei b'tzaynecha. He says, these are the Hashkicham, Alamcha Yisrael is the body, Hashkicham Torasecha is the Torah, U'lehavira mechukei b'tzaynecha means that they should lose their money. If they lose their money, they won't serve Hashem, because Anias makes a person be as maver a person al das koinoi. And then later we say Rafta es Rivam, Danta es Dinam, Nakamta es Nekmasim, which is also three, which is connected to Torah, the guf, the body, and their money. What I found interesting is that the Rambam, one takes a look at the Rambam at the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah, so the Rambam tells us that the Yevonim poshtu yodam b'mamoinam, and then, of course, they tried to uproot the Torah. The Rambam makes it very clear. Their money, their daughters, in other words, their bodies, and the Torah. Those three. Shabbosai, Levona, Ma'adim. So on Chanukah, we were victorious over the Yevonim, who wanted to be Mevatel Chodesh Mila Shabbos, which is connected to these three Mazolos. which this, in the Koyach of Chodesh Milah Shabbos, we overpower and we prove that Ein Mazel Yisrael. With the Yomtiv of Chanukah, Yisrael was restored. This name Yisrael, that, which is the Shem HaMaila of Klal Yisrael, the name that associates us with Lamaila and Ateva, more so on Chanukah than perhaps any other Yomtiv. Chanukah being Oyrei Shel Melech HaMashiach, Chanukah being the Yomtiv in which we were totally free, not like Purim, where Akati Abdi Da Achashverosh Anana, we did not say Hallel. Shoshanas Yaakov, there's no Yisrael yet. But on Chanukah, there was freedom from Malchus Poras and Malchus Yavon, that at the first 214 years, they ruled by Yesheni. Then there was total independence, at least for a small period of time, there was total independence. Then came Hurdus and Malchus Yavon, of course, and Malchus Roimi, of course, later on. But Chanukah, anyway, is a taste of Olam Shel Moshiach. It's not Yomais HaMashiach Mamash. But Chanukah, which is a number that has Yomtiv associated with Shmini, with 8, Taman Ye'inon, we gain the name Yisrael, and Ein Mazel Yisrael. We are above Mazel. Every Chanukah, of course, has a Rosh Chodesh. It has to, because it's the end of Kislev going into Teves. It has to have at least one Shabbos, sometimes two. And it's 8 days, which is 8 is Bris Milah. If a baby is born the first day of Chanukah, he's going to have his Bris on Zois Chanukah. Those are these 3. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Kapitel Pei Gimel, which Pei Gimel is Begematria Chanukah, without a Vav, he says, Shir Mizmalos, Elohim al domilach al techrash v'al tishko it keil, ki hine oyevecho yehemoyun umusanecho nosu roish. And he says, al amcha yari musoid, yesuatzal tzifonecho, that the goal of the goyim of the nations is that the name Yisrael should be wiped out. We shouldn't be called Yisrael. What bothers them is the name Yisrael, the shame Yisrael, because the name by the name itself suggests that we are higher than they are. Sarisa em Elokim v'manoshim batuchal, that we are above mazolos, that ain mazol Yisrael. Mazel is equal to 77. That means Mazel is associated with the number 7. There are 7 Zion Koichov Elechis. There's a Zion in the middle of the word Mazel. And Mazolos, the Zion Mazolos, are Olam Hazeh, this world, which is the world of 7. Chanukah is the Yomtiv of 8, the world of 8. The Medrash, at the beginning of Miketz, which is always the week that Shabbos Chanukah, that Chanukah falls out, quotes the Pasuk in Eoiv, Ketz, Som lachoyshech. He put an end to the darkness. Ketz som lachoyshech. Choyshech is Golus Yavon. Well, Hashem ended Golus Yavon. That's Chanukah. If you take those 3 words, Ketz som lachoyshech, it's Begematria 888. 888. Pure 8. The opposite of Mazel, which is 77. Ketz som lachoyshech. And in the word som la, you have Shin Mem Lamed, which is Shapsai Madim Levona. Choyshech. Kates, the end of that, and the gematria is 888, which the words HaMashiach with the Milui of the Oisius are also equal to 888, because Mashiach will introduce to the world the Mispah Hashmini, the number 8, which is the number associated with Lamaila and Ateva. That's Yisrael, that's Klal Yisrael, that's Bris Milah, that's why Milah is Ben Shmoinas Yomim, because Milah, which is the 8th mitzvah given after the 7 mitzvahs B'nei Noach, that's the mitzvah that connects us to Hashem, which Kichelik Hashem Amoy, and Hashem, of course, is Lamayla Manateva. The existence of every Yid is Lamayla Manateva, and that manifests itself in the Yomtiv of Chanukah. With this, we could see in the story of Shechem and Dina, besides the similarities to the Yomtiv of Chanukah, as mentioned before with the Or Gedal Yehu, brings this, the parallel, the correlation between these two stories. If we take a look, we find that Shechem ben Chamor, then the Anshei Shechem were also out to bring, at that time, of course, Klal Yisrael are just the Shvatim. But their goal was to assimilate. V'hiyinu la'am echad. The Pasuk says, Shimon and Levi, in a cunning way, v'yanu b'nei Yaakov es Shechem v'es Chamor aviv b'mirma v'yidaberu. And Rashi says it wasn't mirma because asher timei es dinei achoysam. It wasn't remia. Shechem deserved it. And they said, we can't do anything. We cannot intermarry with you unless you have a bris. And everyone's wondering, how could it be? They tricked them. It's not fair. It's not right. They told them to have a bris. And then 3 days later, they come and they wipe out the entire city. It seems like it's an act of deceit. But if you look closely at the words of Shimon Alevi, or the Bnei Yaakov in general, Shimon Alevi were the ones who actually went to kill, but here it sounds like it was all of them. Ach bezois ne'ois lochem im tihiyu chamaynu. If you be like us, lehimay lochem kol zachar, and circumcise all your males, and then we will give our daughters to you, we'll take your daughters for us. V'yoshavnu yitachem v'hoyinu la'am echad. So the pasuk says really, im tihiyu chamaynu, if you could be like us, but you can't be like us. They can't be, because their intent of having a bris over here was not to become Jewish. It wasn't to become part of Am Yisrael. This was just an excuse to be able to intermarry with the Bnei Yaakov, to be able to take their money, as we see later, miknehem v'kinyonam v'chol behem tamaloylonuhem. Basically, what the Anshei Shechem wanted to do here was the same what the Yevonim wanted to do by being mevatel chodesh mila Shabbos, and then bringing Shapsai Levon Amadim back, bringing Klal Yisrael under the domain of those three mazalos. The same thing is happening here. U'bnei Yaakov bo'um in ha'sodeh k'shomam v'yis'atzivu ha'anoshim. They were depressed. Mazel Shapsai. Shapsai, as the Yaris Dvash says, Shapsai brings depression. So they got depressed. V'yich alohem me'oid. The Tutsai Shimshon says that ma'oid is money. B'chol ma'oidecha chazal darshan, b'chol ma'moinecha. So they got nervous about their money. Ki nevola osa bi Yisrael. Nevola is the Isis Levana. Nevola is the same Isis as Levana. What was happening here was, because of the act of Shechem, who raped Dina, and then, of course, after that, they want to bring everyone together. They want to, again, be ma'oirer, the koyach of these three mazalos of Shapsai, Levona, and Madim. Clearly, you see later on that they wanted their money. Miknehem, v'kinyonam, v'chol behemtam, which, as the Nitzusei Shimshon says, that's mazal Madim. Losheves itanu, losheves, that's Shabbos, that's Shapsai, losheves itanu. And then again, you have ma'oid again, vayicha lohem ma'oid, and then later on it says ma'oid again in the parish. Ma'oid is money, ma'oid is ma'adim also, ma'oid, the same ma'oid is ma'adim, starts with mem aleph dalet, which ma'oid is ma'amain. So they, and then of course the fact that they wanted to unite with them and be metame, dina achoysam, that's lashkicham toirasecha, and that's to take away the uproot, the kedusha of Am Yisrael, the kedusha of Abbas Yisrael, the kedusha as Yisrael bechlal. What Shechem did with Dina, and what could have happened if not for what Shimon and Levi did over here, would have defiled the Kedusha of Am Yisrael. So whatever the Yevonim intended with Chodesh Mila Shabbos, bringing back Shapsai Levonim Adim, is what Shechem Chamor and Anshei Shechem wanted over here too. So when the Shvatim say, Im tihiyu chamainu, if you be like us, and you circumcise, then we'll intermarry. But that was the... They gave it away when they said that, because that's not possible that they could be like us. Rashi says over here, Lehimoil, Lihiyos Nimo. What does Lihiyos Nimo mean? The Brisker Rav used to say, before a person has a bris, before 8 days old, he's not an Orel yet. You're not an Orel until you're Mechuyev in Mila. Once you're Mechuyev in Mila, then if you don't have a Mila, you're an Orel. And a guy is called an Orel even if he has a bris. The Mishnah says in the Dorim, Hanoidem in Hamin Amulim is also Bemule Akum. A guy has a bris, it's just an operation, it's nothing, it's surgery, it's not a bris. Hanoidem, maybe Yisrael, is also Ba'arle Yisrael, because a Yid is called a Nimo, even if he's not circumcised. Because a Yid really is a Nimo. A guy is not a Nimo, a guy is an oral, even if he has a bris. Lihima, Lihiyais Nimo, to be called a Nimo. If you can be called a Nimo after you have a bris, then we'll give our daughters to you, and you'll take our daughters, we'll take yours. But they really answered this. This wasn't a trick at all. They were telling him clearly, if you could be like us, is your intent to have a bris because you want to become Jewish? You want to keep Taryag mitzvahs, whatever mitzvahs they had then? You want to live a life of Kedusha and Tahara? Very nice. But that's not why you want to have a bris. You're doing it for ulterior motives. So of course, imtihiyu chamayinu, but you can't be like us. The pasuk then says, Shimon V'Levi did an act of Chanukah here. Shimon V'Levi is begematria lahadlik ner Chanukah. Shimon V'Levi, and of course the Chashmonoim come from Levi. Two people. Levi just became bar mitzvah. There's a whole cheshbon. Tosfos Yom Tov brings it in Pirkei Avos. Ben Shleish Esrei LeMitzvah. He went out from here. That Levi who just became bar mitzvah, the Chiddush Yerim said it was his bar mitzvah drasha. His bar mitzvah drasha was
that you're allowed to kill out the city of Shechem. All the Rishonim ask, what right did they have to kill out the entire city? Shechem, perhaps, his father, okay, which Shechem did Tadini, was Chayiv Misa for. The entire city. There are many reasons given. The Rambam says because they didn't set up a court system to deal with Shechem. And one of the Zion Mrs. B'nai Noach is Dinim. And a guy is Chayiv Misa if he doesn't keep to any one of the Shechem Mrs. B'nai Noach without Edim, without Hasra, Asharasan, Zuhi Misasan. Then there's a teretz given by many Achroinim that a guy who inflicts himself is also Chayiv Misa. The Pasuk says a guy is not even allowed to make himself bleed. That's why Avram Avinu, they answer why he didn't have a bris before the Torah was given. He kept the entire Torah before it was given. How come a bris he didn't keep? Because he wasn't allowed to. He wasn't allowed to prick blood. He wasn't allowed to make himself bleed. So since they all did that, they were all Chayiv Misa. For a guy, that's part of the Shev Mitzvah B'nai Noach. Besides, an Akum Sheshavas is Chayiv Misa. So an Akum who does any one of the mitzvahs that only a Yid does is also Chayiv Misa. There are many reasons given why they were Chayiv Misa, despite that Yaakov Avinu was upset with them. Or Apam Ki Oz. And you see over here also the Yaakov says to Shimon HaLevi, Achartem Oisi, Lehavisheini B'yoshev HaOretz, Altis Gara B'umois, look what you did. You antagonized the nations, and then they're going to all come and fight me. And their response was, Hachizoyna Yases Achayisein, when they got the last word. And as Mefarshim say, that Yaakov acquiesced. Yaakov said, you're right. It had to be done. This required Mesiras Nefesh, even though Yaakov Mitzad Atzmai would not have done it. It required Mesiras Nefesh, and Shimon and Levi get the schar and the credit for doing this. But what they did was a pile demyoni for the Yom Tov of Chanukah, for the Nes of Chanukah, which came later on. And we always read this story as we approach the Yom Tov of Chanukah. So this parsha, the eighth parsha of Chumash, the parsha in which we gain the title Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, Yaakov becomes Yisrael, Nevala Osa B'Yisrael, Ki Nevala Osa B'Yisrael, is the gematria of five times Or. The Bnei Yisrael brings down that there's five times it says Or at the beginning of Bereishis, connected to the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, connected to the five levels of the Neshama. There are five times Or. Or is 207. So 207 times 5 is 1,035. That's Oiroi Shel Melech HaMashiach. That's to negate Ki Nevala Osa B'Yisrael. The Yevonim Shechem and Chamor wanted Nevala Osa B'Yisrael. B'Yisrael Dafka. They wanted to be Menabel V'Shem Yisrael. Their goal was Nevala Osa B'Yisrael, to defile Yisrael, that we should not deserve the title Yisrael, and therefore we should fall under the domain of the Zion Mazalos, especially Shapsai Levana and Madim. To counter that, we have the Yom Tov of Chanukah, which is the Yom Tov of Or, Ki Nevala Osa B'Yisrael, the gematria of five times Or. We find at the end of the parsha as well, right when the Torah talks to us about Esav, Ba'arichas Hachi Gedoyli, all about Esav and his children and the families and the Alufei Esav. Coming to the end, it says, Ve'eila ha-melochim asher molchu be'eretz Edoim, Lifnei melach melech Lifnei Yisrael. The Malachim that ruled in Edom prior to the time when we had a Melech, as we say, when they had a Melech, we did not. When we had a Melech, they did not. And this was before we had a Melech, so they had. These are the eight kings from Bela down to Hadar. Hadar was the eighth king. And Kenegdon, Rashi says, Yaakov, Bitl, Malchus, Esav, Bimeim, later on, Shol, Ishbosheth, Shloimeh, Rechavim, Avi, Osi, Yoshofet, during that time, Edom did not have a melech. So this shows the la'oim me'la'oim ye'emotz, kishazeh comes, then oifel. But the Torah is madgish. Ve'eila ha'melochim ha'shem oklu be'eretz Edom lifnei melech melech lifnei Yisrael. Before melech melech lifnei Yisrael. They were trying again to overpower the name Yisrael. And whenever they rule, we are not called Yisrael. Melech melech lifnei Yisrael is b'gematria v'ayomer Elohim yehi or v'ayehi or. That's also Chanukah. Chanukah is Moloch Melech Levnei Yisrael, although the Ramban speaks harsh about the Chashmenoim and Parshas Vayechi. Lo Yokum Shevet Miyehuda, the Ramban says that this was a chet, that even though they were Chassidei Elyon, he says about the Chashmenoim, but they shouldn't have taken over the Melucha, and that's why Malchus Chashmenoim, they were totally wiped out. Had a very tragic end. The Rambam, however, at the beginning of Hilchas Chanukah, seems to hold differently. The Rambam says, with the Nes of Chanukah, Chozra Malchus LiYisrael Korov L'Mosayim Shana, as if it was a positive thing. The Rambam doesn't say a word, anything negative about, and many Achrayim try to explain, the Rambam doesn't hold like the Rambam. The Rambam holds, L'Yosa Shevet MiYehuda is when we have a Melech MiBeis David, so no one else can be a Melech. When we don't have a Melech MiBeis David, who says that the Hashmonoim couldn't rule? The Rambam held they could. So Chanukah brought about Malchus. Malach Melech Levnei Yisrael. Malach Melech Levnei Yisrael. B'gematria v'yemer alehim yihor v'yihor. But the Yevonim, their goal was to knock out the Shem Yisrael. And with this we understand why the Chazal that instituted in the Al-Hanisim to say, Kishaomda Malchus Yavon Harasha Al Amcha Yisrael Dafka. Because their goal was Lashkicham Torah, and the Mela, if we forget our learning, we fall under the domain of the Zion Koicha Veleches, especially the Shapsai Levon Amadim, as mentioned before. And if that happens, we don't deserve the title Yisrael. Then we are under the domain of Mazel, and we don't say Ein Mazel Yaakov. We say Ein Mazel Yisrael. You have to have the title Yisrael in order to be on that Madriga that there's no Mazel and that we're above Mazel. Came the Yom Tov of Chanukah, reinstated the name Yisrael again. Ula Amcha Yisrael Osisa Teshua Gedoylu Furkan Kah Yoyim Hazeh. Because now with the Yom Tov of Chanukah, Kah Yoyim Hazeh, Yoyim Chav Hei, we were Zeichet to the name Yisrael again. We're above Mazel. Lamaila Min Hateva. That the mazolos don't bother us. In fact, it's interesting. The Gemara says you're supposed to light the menorah mishatishka hachama ad shatichla regel menashuk. The time we light the menorah is when there's no chama, when the chama has set. What meanings? The levana came out. Levana is, as mentioned, is negative. Levana, but not on Chanukah. Chanukah doesn't matter. Chanukah, we have the koyach once again of chodesh Shabbos mila. There's a Shabbos on Chanukah. Doesn't matter that Shapsai rules on Shabbos. Doesn't matter. Ein Mazel Yisrael. We're above it. And of course, Mila, Madim, all these Mazolas don't affect us in any negative way. Shapsai is Begematria Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin. The mitzvah of Chanukah is Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin, which incidentally, Mahadrin Min HaMahadrin is Begematria Tshuva. Shapsai is Begematria Tshuva. The Koyach of Tshuva is Mahapech Mazel Shapsai, which is Atzvus. What happened over here? And on Chanukah, we are besimcha, according to the Rambam especially. The Rambam holds that Chanukah is a chiv of simcha. There's machloikas among the Rishonim. If Chanukah was instituted for simcha, only for Halav v'Hoidah, the Mechaber brings down the Marami Rutenberg that the Sudais that we are marba on Chanukah are Sudais HaRishus, singing Zmiris by the Sudas, make it a Sudas Mitzvah, but really it's only a Sudas Rishus because the Yom Tov was only really established for Halav v'Hoidah. Because it's a neshama yom tif. The Yevonim were out really for our neshamas, not so much our bodies. Based on this dolah chayra, they were out for our bodies also. According to the Rambam says, Yemei simcha v'halil. Because the Rambam includes not only the nes of the shemen, the Rambam also includes at the beginning of Hilchus Chanukah the nes of the melchama. The fact that we were victorious over the Yevonim, and that was of course a melchama kipshuta, it was a bodily Yeshua. So on Chanukah, there's a mitzvah not only halav v'hoidah, there's a mitzvah to be besimcha also, which is the hepech of Shapsai, the hepech of Shapsai brings to atzvus, as the Aris Tvash says. It's interesting too, the Bnei Soscha brings down that there are actually 44 neirois that we light on Chanukah, 36 together with the 8 shamashim, that's dam. Dam is 44. Dam. The Gemara says in Shabbos, in the Sugya of Chanukah, Avuhain dechulu is dam. We learn out from Kisai Hadam, Shaloyuhu mitzvahis bezuyay salav, Shofach vechisar, you're supposed to cover the dam with your hand, not with your foot. That makes the mitzvahs are bezuyays, and for the same reason you don't count money in front of the Ner Chanukah, because it's Shaloyuhu mitzvahis bezuyay salav. So we learn out from Kisai Hadam, covering dam, we learn out from the Chanukah. What does dam have to do with Chanukah? So the Bnei Yisoscha is makashrit with the union of the 44 neiros. He has a whole another arichas too. So mazel madim, again madim, that's the mazel that is associated with dam. That's the mazel associated with hariga. And mila overrides madim.
So the Mem Dalad Neiros, together with the Shamos, and the Mem Dalad Neiros negates the Dam, that which is Mazal Madim, which when we're under the domain of Mazal Madim, it's no good, but Hanukkah is above it. Hanukkah again brings us to the Madrego of Ein Mazal Yisrael. The name Yisrael is reinstated. We're not afraid of Mazal Madim. We're not afraid of any of the Mazalos. Memela, this parsha Vayishlach, parshas Vayishlach is begematria volod tzion goyel l'shovei fesha ne'um Hashem. Parshas Vayishlach is the parsha of Geula. Parshas Vayishlach is the parsha where we regain the title Yisrael. We connect to the Mispar Hashmini. We connect to the eighth, to the Yom Tov of eight, to the number eight, to the Lamaila min Ateva, Lamaila min Azman, Lamaila min Hamokim, Beis Hamikdash, you all know is Lamaila min Azman, Lamaila min Hamokim, the Nes of Chanukah is rooted in the Beis Hamikdash, that's where it happened. It happened in the Mokim Hamikdash, which the Mikdash itself is Lamaila min Azman, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, among the 10 miracles that happen in the Beis Hamikdash, Lo Nimtza Psul Be'Omer Uvishtei Alechem V'Alechem Apon, nothing aged, it's Lamaila min Azman. There was no problem with space. The Beis Hamikdash itself, which even though it's a physical place in Olam Hazeh Hagashmi, nevertheless, it is Lamaylam and Azman. It's Lamaylam and Amokim. The Beis Hamikdash testifies to this idea of Ein Mazel Yisrael, that we're above Mazel, that we're not under the domain of the Zayin Kechove Lechis. So, and Chanukah happened, the Nes of Chanukah happened in the Mikdash, as mentioned last week. It happened in the Mokim Hamikdash, with the Neiros, the Achar Kain, Bo Vanecho, the Dvir Beisecho, Ufinu Esecho Lecho, the Tiharu Es Mikdoshecho, the Liku Neiros Bechatzra Es Kochecho, the Kovu Shmoinas, Yemei Chanukah Eilu Lehoidu Salhal. Eight. We were Zeichet to the, once again, to the restoration of the name Yisroel and to the connection to the number eight, the number associated with Lamaylam and Ateva. The Minog Yisroel, of course, is to read the Haftorah this week, which everyone, Lechoyer, has this Minog of Oivadya. Oivadya, the Gemara says, actually, only Ashkenazim, Sfardim, but it seems like to some Ashkenazim, maybe in Frankfurt, we're noyig to read a different Haftorah in Hosea, but most Klal Yisrael read the Navi Oivadya. Oivadya, the Gemara says, was Ger Adoimi. He was a Ger who came from Edoim, and he was sent to prophesize the downfall of Edoim, the downfall of Ma'adim, the downfall of Esav. And that's because he himself, Mineu Be'ab, the Gemara says, the person who comes from that Ummah, the irony is, he is the descendant of Esav, and his mission was to prophesize about the downfall of the very nation that he originates from. So he ends off, the Hoya Beis Yaakov Eish, Beis Yosef Lehova, Beis Esav Lekash, Lekash is Rosh HaTevis, Kate Som Lachoyshech, that Esav becomes like Kash, the Dolku Bohem Va'acholim, and they will be the fire of Yosef and Yaakov will ignite, will burn the Kash of Esav. The power of Ner Chanukah, according to Beis Shammai especially, that Beis Shammai says it's Poiches V'Hoylech Keneged Porei HaChag, is that the Ner Chanukah has the power to decrease the Tumah in the world. The Ner Chanukah is, the Marinayim says that Chanukah is the Yom Tif for the downfall of all the nations, including the Mesiavnim, including, unfortunately, among our own, Maharsayich Macharivayich Mimech Yetzeyu. Chanukah is the Mapola of the Rish of the Rishoyim, Rishay Yisrael, or Rishoyim in general, Rishay Ha'akum. Which, interesting, that the Mo'iz Tzur that we sing by the Chanukah candles, Rosh HaTevis Mordechai, talks about all the Umois. Which is about Mitzrayim. Then we talk about Kates Bovel, Zerubovel. We talk about Christ Koimas Beroish, Bikesh Agogi Ben Amadosa, which is Purim. And then Yevonim Nikbetsu Olai. Why are we talking about Bovel and Mitzrayim and Yevon on Chanukah? Chanukah, we should focus on what Chanukah is about. Yevonim Nikbetsu Olai, Azai Bimei Chashmanim. That's it. What about the others? Don't are not Negeya. You could say, okay, it's a hope for the next Geula, which Chanukah is the Me'ein, it's Oyroi Shamal HaMashiach. But why are we also mentioning the previous? Because Chanukah is the Yom Tov, the time for the Mapola of all the Umos, similar to Pesach, where we say, Ve'elu Oyvrin Ba Pesach, Kutach HaBavli, Sheikh Ramadi, Zeishim HaMitzri, all the Umos have their Mapola on Pesach. Literally, they had their Mapola on Pesach. Chanukah, in that respect, is very similar to Pesach. Pesach was the Geula, total redemption. Chanukah is also total redemption. That's why on Chanukah we say full Hallel. There's no, we're not avodim anymore. Akati abdi da achashverish anan was said on Purim. We don't say akati abdi da antiyoches anan. We are no longer avodim. Chanukah is cheirus. And we end off the haftarah this week. The olu moishiyim behar tziyoyin lishpoy des har esav. The hoysala Hashem hamalucha, a pasuk we say every day in Oz Yashir, although it's not part of Oz Yashir, is this last pasuk in Avadia, referring to the time of the Geula, when the olu moishiyim behar tziyoyin lishpoy des har esav. The hoysala Hashem hamalucha, the hoysala Hashem hamalucha is begamatria b'Yerushalayim. In Yerushalayim ir ha-kodesh, the malchus of Hashem is reinstated. Hashem moloch is begamatria kislev. Kislev is the time that B'nai Yisrael actually says Hashem Melech, Hashem Moloch, Hashem Yimloich is equal to Keren. He says that's the Pach, the Keren of the Pach Shemen that was used. It's called the Keren in Tanakh to anoint the kings. B'nai Yisrael has all arichas on that in his Maimorim on Chanukah. The Shemen Amishcha, according to some Mefarshim, the oil that was found was the Shemen Amishcha. And that's why on Chanukah, we begin the laning with Vayhi B'yoyim Kalois Moshe L'Hokam Es HaMishkon Vayim Shochem Vayikadeish Oisem. That Shemen never got used up. Kuloi Kayim La'osid Lovoi. Rashi brings the Pashas Kisisa. That's why Mashiach is called Mashiach. He's Mashuach B'Shemen HaMishcha. And Chanukah is Oiroi Shal Melech HaMashiach. So the Shemen HaMishcha of Chanukah will be Nizgala. This week's Pasha again, Yaakov Avinu pours oil after the story of Shechem and Dina. He comes back to Beisel, fulfills his promise that he said, and as the Pasuk says here, Vayasech Oleho Nesech, here there's wine also, Purim as well, Vayitzak Oleho Shaman, and he pours the oil on the Matzeva as he promised he would, Vayitzak Oleho Shaman, Binyamin is then born. Binyamin, of course, is Chodesh Kislev. Kislev is Keneged Binyamin. Binyamin is the ninth of the Shvatim in the order of the way they traveled in the desert, which is Keneged Kislev. And in Parshas Maaseh, one of the Nesiim, the ones that were Manchil to Klal Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael, the one from Binyamin, his name was Elidod ben Kislein. Kislein has in it the words Kislev. Kislev is Binyamin. Binyamin is the Makam HaMikdash. The Makam HaMikdash was in the portion of land of Binyamin, where we always learn about the birth of Binyamin, in Chodesh Kislev, which is the Chodesh of Binyamin. And since the Nes of Chanukah happened in the Mikdash, in the portion of land of Binyamin, Binyamin is associated with Chanukah, besides that he's also associated with Purim. We all know Mordechai and Esther come from Binyamin. These two Yamim Tovim are anyway intertwined in many ways, Ki Yadua. So at this parasha really entirely is associated with the Yom Tov of Chanukah, associated with the fact that we are called Yisroel, associated with the fact that we are connected to the number 8. This is the 8th parasha, the 8th parasha of Chumash, the parasha that prepares us for Yemais HaMashiach. Besides what the Ramban says, this parasha prepares us how a Jew has to conduct himself. Bizman HaGolus, the Medrash says, they would read parashas Vayishlach when they would go to visit the Romans, because you learn from here how to deal with the Goyim. You have to prepare yourself for three things. Doirein, Tefillah, Mulchama. Sometimes, yeah, Mulchama sometimes has to happen. But of course, the preferred option always was not to fight, to be diplomatic, to try to make peace. Doirein, if not, Tefillah. If that doesn't work, Mulchama. Sometimes there has to be a battle. Sometimes we have to fight. All three. So the Ramban says that this parasha Be'emes is preparation for how to deal with Esav Bezman HaGolus. But in reality, this really, if you take the whole parasha in general, it's really a parasha of Geula, the parasha where Yaakov comes back to Eretz Yisrael, the parasha where Yaakov gets the name Yisrael, he's victorious over the Malach, over the Satan, who says, Lamazet Tisha Lishmi. You don't have to ask me my name, because if you take the word Yisrael and you minus the word Satan, you will get Yaakov. Yaakov is 182. And if you take the word Satan, which is 359, and add it to Yaakov, that's 182 plus 359, you get 541. That's Yisrael. He says, you don't have to ask me my name. He said, Lamazet Tishna Lishmi. Figure it out in the new name that I gave you. You overpowered me, I'm the Satan. So you're now Yisrael. You were Yaakov, and now you overpowered the Satan. You are now no longer under my domain. You're no longer over the domain of the Zion Kechav Elechaz. You're Shalem B'Shlemus, you're no longer under the domain of Shapsai, Madam, and Levana. You're Chodesh Mila Shabbos. So that's Geula. Vayava Yaakov Shalem. Shimon Alevi are victorious over Shechem. Vayava Yaakov Sholem, and at the end of the parasha, Yaakov returns back, he comes back to Yitzchak. The pasuk says, Vayava Yaakov al Yitzchak Aviv. So Yaakov comes back totally. He misses his mother. His mother was nifter on the way. Leah was nifter before Yaakov got there. So Yaakov never saw Leah after he left in Parshas Vayetzeh. But he returns to Yitzchak. He's back in Chevron. The Ovis are back in Chevron. It means Klal Yisrael has returned to Eretz Yisrael. We overpower Esav. We overpower Yishmael. Yishmael is mentioned here again. There's Bosmas Bas Yishmael Achos Nevoyos. Once again, when the Geula comes, we overpower Esav. We overpower Yishmael. Eretz Yisrael is ours. We come back to Eretz Yisrael. Once again, today we saw again Malchios Mizgaroi Zu Bezu. As the Medrash says, when you see these things happening, it's Tzapei L'Ragloi Shel Moshiach, especially in this Chodesh Kislev, in the Chodesh of Chanukah, which is Oiroi Shel Melech HaMoshiach. May we be Zeichetak finally to experience Hadlokas Ner Chanukah, Hadlokas HaMenorah in general, in the Bayis HaShlishi. This Chanukah, which is Zeichen Topshin Ayin Ches, this year of Ches, especially this week, we are in the week now of Ches, we're in the week of the 8th Parsha, which talks about the 8 kings, Shemolchu Lefnei Melech Melech Lefnei Yisrael, which the last one is Hadar, which is Keneged Chanukah, which is Mahadran and Amahadran, as the Sforim tell us. They will be Zeichen to enter the world of Shemini, and to be Zeichen to the name Yisrael, and to really, really understand that we are Lamailim and Amazel, Ein Mazel Yisrael, and Bechlau, Chanukah is a Yom Tov of Tefillah. Chanukah is a Yom Tov that we can be poil Yeshuas, which with the Koyach of Tefillah, we can override the Mazel. Let no one tell you, well, my Mazel is such. I see already, my Mazel is such, I can't change it. In Parnassah, in Bonachai, Mezayin, there's no such thing. Ain Mazel Yisrael. And Chanukah is the Yom Tov that we can override the Mazel. That's what happened then, by Yom HaMahim, Bizman HaZeh, with the Koyach of Tefillah, and with the Hal of the Haidah that we're going to be doing on Chanukah. We can override all the Mazalis and be Zeichet to all the Yeshuas. May we be Zeichet to those Yeshuas, especially to the Yeshua HaIkris, Bias Mashiach Tzidkenu, immediately, Miyad Mamish, and it should be by this Chanukah already.